The next guy is Dave Crofton from One Girl Cookies, who started over in Cobble Hill and now is here in Dumbo and has a book and a wife who is also the part of the magic. But she's not here, so he's there on behalf of both of them. They started in Richmond, Virginia. Then he moved to New York to attend the Institute of Culinary Education, graduated with a degree in baking and pastry arts. While in school, he took, sorry to be reading it, but I would just feel so bad if I left something out. While in school, he took a part-time job with One Girl Cookies to help develop and expand their line of handmade tea cookies. Upon graduation, he became a partner with Dawn, the founder of One Girl Cookies. 2 years later, Dawn and Dave opened, is that your wife? Yeah, got married, I guess, opened their bakery and cafe in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn, in 2005. Since opening day and continuing into their new cafe right here, Dawn and Dave believe in using the finest ingredients available and baking everything from scratch. They've been featured in Fine Cooking, Gourmet, Food and Wine, The New York Times, Time Out, Bon App, New York Magazine, and Martha Stewart Weddings, as well as many others. And their cookbook, One Girl Cookies, Recipe for Cakes, Cupcakes, Whoopie Pies, and Cookies from Brooklyn's Beloved Bakery was released in January 2012. And here is his tribute to Julia Child.
I got to do this. Thank you very much. My relationship with Julia Child. We graduated from Smith the same year. No, that's not true. I would say, when I think about Julia Child, I would say she was inspirational to me in sort of making food my life. And I think that's her legacy that's why all of us are here, because she is Julia. I mean, I remember growing up sort of vaguely seeing Saturday Night Live and the skits where they would parody her, and like, that's great PR now. You would dream of that. Did she see it that way? I think she sort of laughed stuff off, and so probably she loved it. But how amazing, this sort of reinvented mom, aunt-like home baker doing French crazy cooking is so popular that Saturday Night Live does a skit and everyone gets the joke because everyone knows who she is, and everyone laughs because they know she points out the ingredients 100 times and everything fails. Like, how incredible. So she, somehow or other, this woman has gotten into all of our lives, and we just are better people because of her, because of the work that she put into it, because she made us love cooking and food and compose salads and, you know, beef stock, which no one knew didn't come in a can until she sort of reinvented food for everybody. So when I think about Julia Child, I think about omelets. I'd been a sandwich maker sort of right out of college, and then I eventually became a bread baker after a few years. And that's really when I started to get into food and sort of understanding what's going on in recipes and baking different things. And a friend lent me a dog-eared copy of Julia Child's book, and I remember vividly the omelet, and it's got some cool, like, it'll show her banging the pan on the stove, and that's the proper way to get the roll on the omelet. And I don't really have a lot of patience at all when it comes to new recipes. Like, I just sort of want to go for it. And it's like 3 pages of how to make an omelet, and I remember reading it, and she says, like, take your time, practice, have friends over, do this 8 times, and maybe you'll start getting it. And it's filled with notes and how you do it and pictures, and it's got this cool, just a hand drawing of, you know, it's this awesome copper French skillet that she bought at a Marché aux Puces in Paris and blah, blah, blah. And it's just so awesome. And I'm like, I don't need that. I know. I got this thing from Wolfgang Puck. I'm fine. It's good. So I did a couple omelets, and I thought, great. Julia, I'm down. No worries. And a few weeks later, I went to visit my brother in Boston, and his then girlfriend, who is now his wife, who still brings this story up occasionally. I spent the weekend up with them, and I'll make omelets. This is going to be awesome. I'm a baker. and I can bake eggs, you fools, Boston, what do you know? So I go up there, and there's a ton of notes in Julia's book about, well, if you want to add mushrooms or you want to add tomatoes, and you can do cheese and this and this. I didn't read any of that stuff, but I do remember also someone somewhere saying, don't put tomatoes in omelets. It makes them runny. It's kind of hard to do. And I was like, again, details. I don't care. So we go, and I'm making these omelets, and I make my brother's. It's okay. I make mine. It's fine. And then I go to make Beth, my now sister-in-law, and she says, I'll have goat cheese and tomato in my omelet. Awesome. Done. No problem. And this is the inspiration. Julia, I'm channeling her. I'm making it. Well, the thing was a disaster, and it was totally runny, and it was like her plate was filled with partially scrambled eggs and tomato juice and just liquid, and she sort of gently said, oh, I just don't feel really great. I'm not that hungry anymore. Yeah, I poisoned my brother's girlfriend. But, you know, she didn't get sick because she didn't eat the omelet. But I think that was one of my many culinary mistakes. But this is Julia. She made mistakes on camera, you know, and she, you know, the more you read about her and the things that she did, I mean, she was a bull. She and the co-authors made the French instructors teach her. She pushed it. You know, it wasn't like, oh, we're French. Yeah, come on in, ladies, no problem. She had to force it. She had to force the book to be published. She had to force public television to put her on the air. It's kind of a goofy thing. This tall, not young, not vivacious woman baking obscure things. She was really pushing it. And that's inspiration to all of us. Like, you got to try. You got to keep working at it. It's not easy doing these things, but you have to try. You have to keep working. And I think that's inspirational for me even today. Like, it's not easy. You know, you got to keep on. You got to break more eggs, make more omelets, you know. Throw those tomatoes in there. Just give it a shot. You know, maybe it won't work out, but maybe it will. But keep trying. Keep going. And so I think, and it's that sort of pervasive. She's everywhere, but she's getting people to eat. She makes people want to have dinner parties. Well, I'm gonna make sauerkraut. Oh yeah, great idea. Of course. I was just reading it last night, and I want to make sauerkraut. My wife doesn't really eat pork or sausages, so I'm gonna be eating a lot of pork and sausages for our sauerkraut dinner. But so I think, you know, my relationship with Julia is that she's still there. She's still sort of that voice that inspires you to keep cooking, to keep trying new things, even little things. Like, my wife and I just wrote a cookbook, and people are dying to put kosher salt in everything. Ugh. In your cake, it's kosher salt, right? You want kosher salt, yeah. Well, I remember Julia very vividly saying, I just use table salt. Oh, okay. Well, if table salt's good for Julia, then it's good enough for me. And so I always tell people, just table salt is fine. It's fine. So really, I think, you know, I would say if I was Julia Child looking down from above, she should feel really happy because ultimately she wanted to teach people to cook. She wanted to inspire people to take time to make things fresh, to make things from scratch, and to really bake and do things the way that she knew was good for you and good for your soul. And I think she has succeeded. You know, my fellow panelists have all been inspired by her. Bakers across the world have been inspired by her. And obviously we all share a common passion for the mojo that she puts out as far as making things from scratch and making things fresh and caring about the food that you eat. So that's my inspiration. She was a big success. So congratulations, Julia.